Horizon.
Speaking.
Hello, I'm just wondering from 3D Gold by Thunders again. I think I was talking to you a few weeks ago. The Citizens Information Service asked me to ring you just to book you in for a general law telephone appointment.
Thanks.
So I suppose what I was going to do was I was just going to see if I could get you booked into an appointment and also just see what you were looking for the legal advice on, if you had a few minutes to spare.
Yes. You had Brenda Scott of Citizens Information had helped to arrange a consultation earlier, which happened, and which focused on making an appeal because I had not been informed properly by a judge, and that solicitor said that later I could think about judicial review. But after that consultation, I went to this courthouse, and it declared to me, rightly or wrongly, that actually an appeal is not possible because there was not actually an order to appeal against. And it said that instead, the only thing to do is a judicial review. We will be talking about the same facts as the previous consultation, but actually now being informed that I do not need to do an appeal, I need to do a judicial review.
And so would you be able to just write this down here? To do judicial review. So would you be able to, if I sent you an email, would you be able to either email back or upload a Word document, whichever works better for you, with like a timeline or maybe like a bit of a description of what you need the legal advice on, just to set out clearly for the volunteer?
Yes, and I'll also remark that 2 days ago, this Law Society published a Gazette webpage about you and judicial reviews, expressing concern that possible imminent future restrictions on judicial reviews are not a good idea. And I found it remarkable that this webpage refers to you actually performing representations on issues relevant to judicial reviews, but from the consultation I was told that you were giving me legal advice, but that you would not actually represent me. So is it actually going to be possible for you to represent me on a judicial review?
You see, those cases that they might be referring to, there's only maybe have a read of our. If you go onto our annual report, so our annual report from last year and the year before. If you just Google Black Annual Report, or if you go to our website, you'll get it. Kind of outlines the sorts of cases that the legal team would take on, and you also could have a read of. It sort of outlines the type of cases they take on. You know, so it'd be like there's this public interest or strategic litigation side to it, and then there's other sort of types of cases that they'll take on in certain circumstances. So maybe have a read of that, and that'll give you an idea of the sort of types of cases they would take on. I mean, there only are, I suppose, really two solicitors in the legal team, so they don't really have capacity. They have very limited capacity to take cases on. But if you have a read of that, you have a read of that on your report, it'll give you an idea anyway. In terms of this clinic then, so, Nicholas, would you be free for a call on the 21st? Let me just see what day that is. That's the Thursday. So would you be free on Thursday the 21st of May, I think it's between 6 and 8 p.m. to take a phone call?
Probably, so we can schedule it. I mean, I could get run over by a car or something, but I mean, I don't have anything scheduled to conflict with it.
Okay, well, that's great. And so I have your email here from Brenda, so I'll email you after this call, Nicholas, and my email will have a link. So if you're able to upload a document with an outline of what you need the advice on, or if you prefer to reply to the email, whichever is easiest for you. And I suppose the clinic is it'll only be 15-20 minutes, so you know, just to keep it within something that could be dealt with within that time, I suppose. You know, because the volunteer might be looking at a lot of the information maybe shortly before or even during the call, so it is quite short, unfortunately. But if you want to email over as best you can anyway, a bit of a timeline on what the advice should be on during the call, and my email might go into your spam or junk mail. So if you want to just keep an eye on your spam or junk mail, it'll just have a link to upload the Word document if you want for that call. The other thing is, there's actually a bit of a data protection statement for me to read out. It would only take 2 minutes. Would you mind if I read that out to you now?
If you have to read it, then read it.
Great, yeah. It only takes 2 minutes. So the Strath Phone Clinic is a free and confidential service. It provides first basic legal information, advice, and referral as a service delivered by volunteer lawyers. This data protection notice that has some information. For more, you can refer to our data protection and privacy statement at FLAC.ie. The only information we collect is your name, your number, and a short synopsis of your query. This is treated in a strict confidence and only used for the purpose of providing you with legal advice and assistance. We send your information on to a volunteer lawyer who calls you at a scheduled time and deletes and destroys your information within 24 hours. FLAC stores a record of your query on our internal database in accordance with GDPR for monitoring, funding, and training purposes. We don't transfer your information outside the EU, and for these purposes, any personal information that could identify you will be removed. If you want to withdraw your information at any time, just contact the FLAC information line, and that's the last thing, is if you want to make a complaint. By the way, if you've used your information or addressed your rights, you can do so through the Irish Data Protection Commission. Just a couple of quick questions there. So, first one is, do you agree to the onward transfer of your contact details from FLAC to the volunteer legal advisor for the phone clinic service?
Yes.
Do you agree for your sensitive personal data to be used by FLAC where required for the phone clinic service?
Yes.
Could we contact you in the future to get feedback on the service?
Yes.
What county are you based in?
Mead. Well, actually, no. I mean, I reside in Mead. I'm actually based in Portugal, but Portugal perpetrated two illegal deportations against me. So I am actually in Mead.
Oh, you're Mead. Okay, perfect. Well, look, I'll check to see. I'll send you a email now after this call, and I'll check maybe next week to see if you've sent anything in or uploaded the documents. And if you haven't, then maybe I'll give you a ring at the end of next week, just to see if you're having any difficulties or anything, just ahead of the call. Then on the 21st, it'll be at some stage between 6 and 8 PM from a 01 number or maybe a private number. So if you want to check your phone settings, just in case, and if it's in the case of a private number.
Thanks. I mean, I shall actually respond to this email today if I get it. This email account does not have a spam folder, but this email server does have a spam filter, so I do not know how I would be able to access an email which would actually come afoul of a spam filter. Aside from that, persons do send emails to this email account which never arrive. So if I don't actually respond today, that's a very likely sign that I didn't actually get it.
Okay, did you get the email with the privacy policy link?
Yes.
Oh, you got that. Well, okay.
Well, I mean, if you're referring to one that was sent before today, I did get one from you about that.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully that means it should go through. Okay, I'll send it to you now in 2 minutes anyway, so hopefully it should go through. And yeah, I'll keep an eye anyway and see if you manage to upload anything for the guy.
Thanks a lot.
No worries, Nick. Again, talk to you soon. Thanks, mate. Take care.
Well, thanks. Take care.